This is JIS News. Coming up, government introduces employment tax credit, security interests in personal property registry rolled out, and anti-gang legislation to be passed early this year. The details after this message.
Energy conservation is important in reducing the country's energy bill. Save energy by replacing incandescent bulbs with LED or compact fluorescent lamps. Save energy. Secure Jamaica's energy future.
Now the news. The government has introduced an employment tax credit for unregulated companies, self-employed individuals, and partners. This will allow unregulated companies and self-employed persons engaged in a trade, vocation, or profession to claim a non-refundable employment tax credit effective January 1.
What this means is that once they file their income tax return at the end of the year, then we will look at how they had paid and filed their monthly statutory payments in respect of contributions for education tax, NHT, NIS, and HART. So the total of that amount that is paid over the 12 months, that would be added up. And once that is added up, they can get that as a credit against their income tax.
Director, Communications at Tax Administration Jamaica, Maris Houghton. The employment tax credit will be restricted to 30% of the tax chargeable on the company or trader's income. The employment tax credit is being introduced as part of the government's fiscal incentive regime. Persons are now able to register their collateral, including non-traditional assets, with the Security Interests in Personal Property, SIP, registry. This as the Companies Office of Jamaica, COJ, has established an online register for individuals, companies, statutory bodies, government departments and agencies, and other corporate bodies. The SIP registry was rolled out on January 2, along with the new business registration superform, the superform for ease of business transactions. Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton says the implementation of the Superform and SIP registry underscore the government's commitment to significantly strengthen the business environment.
The registry form is part of the Secure Transactions framework designed to modernize and improve commerce by expanding access to domestic credit while at the same time minimizing the risks of loan default. This is yet another structural benchmark agreed by the government of Jamaica with the IMF, and I'm happy to say that we are ahead of the deadline.
The Superform and SIP registry are available online at orcjamaica.com. The Criminal Justice Suppression of Criminal Organizations Act 2013, popularly called the anti-gang legislation, should be passed by the end of March this year. The bill makes provisions for the disruption and suppression of criminal organizations in order to restore a sense of security in the society and strengthen the capacity of law enforcement agencies to effectively tackle crime.
The government has been doing its part and will redouble its efforts in 2014 to work toward a safe and secure Jamaica. We hope to pass what has been dubbed the anti-gang legislation in the first quarter of this calendar year, as well as the important DNA legislation.
Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller speaking in her New Year's message on January 1. The DNA legislation will empower relevant authorities to take DNA samples from persons arrested in relation to specified offenses. And the Ministry of Education has welcomed the introduction of the Caribbean Virtual Academy online learning resource. The Caribbean Virtual Academy is an online school providing assistance to primary and secondary level students preparing to sit GSAT and CSEC examinations. This is done through the provision of educational games, practice questions, topic-specific tests, pre-tests, and post-tests. Students also have access to test preparation material, live tutorials facilitated by live tutors, essay grading, e-mentoring, as well as daily homework and research assistance. Speaking at the launch, Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites described the online school as a welcomed addition to the various media being utilized to deliver quality education.
We regard SIVA at the ministry as complementary to classroom-based teaching and learning, as it provides the opportunity for students to learn at their own pace and not to hamper those who are capable of managing the curriculum at a quicker pace.
The Caribbean Virtual Academy was launched Thursday at Go GSAT headquarters. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.